7. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
All right. So, of course, you can take control of these airwaves here. That is the point of this radio program. Of course, we always bring things to the table to discuss with you as well. And I mentioned something last night that we didn't have a chance to get into, and that was a story about the New Jersey town that is proposing a flag ban. According to MyFoxNY.com, the Hudson County town of West New York is considering a widespread sign regulation that could include banning American flags from being flown. Now, if you really want to upset people, then go ahead and propose something that could ban the American flag.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a way to get to get a certain segment of the population enraged. That every epithet in the world will start flying at this. I don't support it in one way, shape, or form.
That is banning flags or the American flag?
The American flag, as far as I'm concerned, any flag. I mean, if you want to fly any piece of material outside your home, you should be able to go ahead and do that. If it's if you run a homeowners association, I think you should be able to ban anything you want in the front yards. But when you ban flags, specifically the United States flag, then you're going to have a lot of problems.
What I found interesting is that they're slipping in the flag ban in their sign ordinance.
What is it?
It's a flag. Flags are not signs.
Okay. I mean,
but I've never seen anybody...
It's a fabric flapping sign.
Right, but I've never seen anybody hoist, a Corplast sign up a flagpole. I'm sure somebody somewhere has done it, and if they haven't, I just gave them a brilliant idea.
Well, why don't I come up with a business, a business sign that's on a flagpole and just swing it around there, call it a flag?
That's what car dealerships do all the time. They have the enormously oversized American flag.
Yep.
They won't wave, and then they have Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ciro whatever on a flag that actually does flap, and you can see that and see the 500 different models of car that they have.
There you go.
So, according to the story here, and there really isn't much of a story. It's just one of those proposals that is on the table. And I generally don't like talking about proposals for laws because half of them don't end up panning out. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is because it brings up the larger issue of restrictions that towns and cities put on businesses attempting to advertise themselves.
Well, and not just businesses, but individuals.
Sure, or anything. Anybody that wants to promote something on what they ostensibly believe to be their own property is in most places significantly prohibited from doing that. So obviously this news story focuses on all the people who are up in arms about it's going to hurt the American flag. We can't have that. But what about the business owners? What about everybody who, because again, they're not just banning flags. They're banning, according to this, it's general sign regulations that they're proposing, flags, banners, pennants. The ordinance would also ban signs affixed to the exterior of a window or glass, neon signs framing windows, and window and door signs.
Hold on, the interior of a piece of glass?
No, the exterior. of a piece of glass, so signs that would be attached to the outside of the glass banned. But if you put it inside the glass, apparently that's okay.
So could you make all your walls out of glass and just put a bunch of signage in them?
There, I believe, is actually something about the amount of the window that can be covered by a sign.
Correct. Window and door signs that exceed 15% of the glass area. So, no, Mark, you would not be able to do that.
I guess I have to say is if you're going to stop the promotion of, something through signage, then that should be equal for everything, including the United States flag. And I hate calling it the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
Canada lives...
it's also in America.
Canadians live in America, too.
Good.
As do the people in Uruguay and Paraguay. So the United States flag is it's an advertisement for patriotism, right? So, you know, why should it be exempt from some kind of rule like this, I guess?
Well, I mean,
I don't think that this rule should exist. Make it very 100% clear, I don't think this rule should exist. But as a business owner, I can put, like you said, the car dealer, and some of these car dealers will put a flag that'll cover my house up there. It'll just a giant flag in order to catch somebody's attention. And they can put as big a flag as they want up there. But why shouldn't I be able to run a flag up that has my business name on it?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if the outrage over this story focuses on the U.S. flag, and then the city councilors...
It's a religious item, no doubt.
Or town selectmen, in this case, would then put an exemption in. Oh, we hear you. We didn't mean to suggest that you wouldn't be able to fly the American flag. Here, we'll rewrite the ordinance. We'll add an exemption for the American flag. So now
and the state flag.
So now every sign, pennant, every flag, business flag, every open flag, everything else is, you know, basically banned. You can't advertise your business in any way. But go ahead and wave that U.S. flag, because that's what the U.S. flag is all about. The freedom to run your business. Wait a minute. No.
You know,
you can't be free to run your business in the U.S. because it's not a free country. And anybody that's ever tried to run a business has probably figured that out.
On your car lot, could you put like a flag every 10 feet around the cars? You know, everything's got a flag. Just in order to make fun of this
car lots where every car had a flag.
Oh,
sure.
God, it's ridiculous.
So the reason
this is them, I bet you to some extent trying to get around rules that they have on like balloons and signage and things like that. Because I mean, you know, car dealers love balloons because the fact is balloons make people want to buy cars. There's nothing like a balloon or one of those like waving guys.
Wavy inflatable arm flailing.
Yeah, those guys. You know, every time I see one of those, I need a car. And
or the big giant gorilla. I'm still trying to figure out how big giant gorilla equals buy a car.
Well, I've never seen that one.
Seen the giant gorilla.
I've seen the inflatable flappy thing.
Wacky, wavy, inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Yeah, I've seen those. And I've certainly seen balloons, but never a gorilla.
You've never seen the big giant gorilla?
No, maybe it was an Alabama thing. I don't know.
I've seen that everywhere. Yeah. Arizona, Texas...
You've seen the gorilla?
I have seen, yes. Well, I had an opportunity to, you know, I worked in businesses, and, you know, they send you these catalogs with all kinds of inflatable things in them.
Okay.
So I've seen those. I do remember the most recent was the inflatable rat that we saw outside of the
hotel.
With some kind of union protest.
The union was protesting something, and they were claiming that a hotel had rats and bed bugs because they were screwing over the union.
Oh,
allegedly.
I thought they were trying to say that the people going to work that didn't join the union were rats.
Well, I think that's what initially they went to, but I think that, you know, freedom of speech has been stretched to freedom to defraud. I really believe that, you know, what's the evidence behind this bed bug claim? Mm. Anybody who stands out in front of a business and claims they have a hotel and claims they have bed bugs, they should be liable for any damages if they can't prove that what they say is true.
Yeah. So I wanted to really bring this up to have the larger discussion about signage and signed ordinances because it's something that affects a lot of people. In fact, it's affecting me right now.
Yeah.
The people calling themselves the City of Keene have, at least the code enforcement department of the City of Keene, has decided to come after me. Here in town, there's a radio station called Liberty 94.3, and it airs LRN.FM content, I think, pretty much around the clock, 24/7. And it's great. It's great to have that on the air here in town. But, you know, it's kind of an underground thing, and it's good to get the news out about that. So there have been some corrugated signs that were made, the plastic coroplast, I think you called it before,
yeah.
Daryl, that these signs have been made. They're bright yellow with black lettering on them, and they say Liberty 94.3. And there's one of them out in front of the Keene Activity Center, which is on a piece of property that I own, or I am told that I own. I paid money for it. At least I like to think that I own it. And on a piece of property that you consider yours, shouldn't you be able to plant a sign? I mean, isn't that a basic tenet of being able to own your own property? Because ownership is about control, right? And so if I control what is ostensibly my property, then if I want to sink a pole into the ground, if I want to sink an H stand for one of these signs,
yeah.
a little wire, and then you stick the sign on top. If I want to stick that in my yard, whose business is it? Because the claim is Fred Parcells, who is the code enforcer around here, who apparently has made me my his pet project, told me he received an anonymous complaint about the sign, and so therefore he has to act, and he has to threaten me with, basically lots of money in fines, possibly stealing
Didn't
my home.
Didn't the last time that they threatened you with an anonymous tip, they had to give that information to you in court?
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Last time it wasn't anonymous, they just wouldn't tell me who it was up front. We're coming up.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. What sort of of situations have you gotten into, maybe as a business owner, having the state, the people calling themselves the city or the town, come after you with various different threats for sign ordinances? I mean, these things are ridiculous. I've been come after for having a yard sign in my yard, and we can continue that story here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, but I know I'm not the only one who's got a story like this. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number that's brought to you by SACL CAI. Plus, you can reach us on Skype now. You can find us at lrn.fm. And I've actually added to our website at freetalklive.com in the area where you see our phone number on the left-hand side. I added a Skype link there.
A widget?
No, it's not a widget. Okay. It's just a Skype link. And honestly, I haven't even tested that yet. So if somebody has Skype and would like to test that link, that sure would be appreciated. We're still kind of in the testing newbie phase of using Skype. But thus far, it's been pretty good. The sound quality's been decent on pretty much most of the calls that we've taken on Skype. So you can connect to us at lrn.fm on Skype. And again, toll-free, 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial but didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It teaches you how to use the court's rules. Unless you know the court's rules, you are not going to win. I'm sorry to tell you that the chances of you winning are rather slim. You know, if you're going to go in and play a game and you don't know the rules, the other guy who does know the rules is likely to win. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's a new and improved jurisdictionary course. This is what you should have been taught in high school civics class. HowToWinInCourt.com. It's written so the average 8th grader could learn it over the weekend. It is the weekend law course. Their website's got all kinds of brand new features there and free tools. You can go use the free tools, buy the course. Costs less than an hour with a good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. Use coupon. Use the when you check out, use the pull down menu that has Free Talk Live there, or when you give them a call, let them know that you heard about it on FTL. It's HowToWinInCourt.com.
All right, so the original proposal that brought this conversation about, a New York town, or excuse me, New Jersey town proposing to restrict pretty much all flags, banners, and pennants, as well as signs in windows and doors that exceed 15% of the glass area. And they have similar regulations here in Keene, New Hampshire, in the so-called Live Free or Die state. And, of course, Keene's not the only place, but Keene is, I think, you know, in my relatively limited observations, one of the more restrictive areas of the state. For instance, you are not allowed to have one of those motiony signs. You know, those fancy, newfangled computer signs that really look nice, and you can advertise different things on them and change a marquee. But it's more than just a marquee. Now they've got, like, full-on computer graphic signs.
Still a marquee.
Really? They still call the same thing?
That's a marquee.
Okay, I always thought marquee was kind of like one of those static things where you have to change out the letters with a sticky pad.
Okay.
That's kind of a classic
it's
marquee.
It's an electronic marquee.
Okay. So I like those. I think they're very attractive.
Anything that has lateral motion, you know, humans are predators, and they're going to notice lateral motion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, consider that when you're, you know, doing your advertising. If things move back and forth on your thing that you're advertising, chances are good people will see it.
True, but on the Internet it's really annoying when things go back and forth on
but you notice it.
Yeah, but it's not always a good thing, right? I mean, who likes the scrolling text? Does anyone like scrolling text?
I don't like any of it, but I don't see... what I've never found myself doing is saying, well, I'm not going to use that business because they do that. I usually just don't need what they have.
Hmm.
You know? I mean, no, I don't care which 50 states you live in. I only live in one of them. Are you telling me you can't figure out which state I'm in? You know, I mean, I've got a static IP address.
One of the first things I noticed when I first drove into Keene, New Hampshire, when we moved here 6 years ago, was that there were no electronic signs. Yeah, they've got the signs with the, you know, fluorescent lights to light them up. They've got those, you know, those kind of signs. But there were no electronic signs except for one. There's a bank sign.
It's always
that,
the bank.
That has, I don't know if they got grandfathered in or something like that. They've got the time and temperature sign.
It's nice.
And that's the only one. Until recently, until about a year ago.
The middle school.
They built a brand new $40 million middle school in Keene. And the middle school has its own electronic marquee sign.
How did they get an exemption?
Well, because they're not in the business area. They're right smack dab in a residential area.
No, it's because it's the school board.
They could have been suspended by a blimp and they'd have got their exemption.
They're actually
The city. Of course, the city gives the city exemptions.
There was some level of controversy around this because some people did, some people that know they've had trouble with the signed ordinances were upset by the fact that there was this exemption given for the school. Obviously, they didn't take the sign down and they were exempted. But it's just ridiculous driving around here. Everything, it's like they're trying to keep this. This vision of this tiny little hamlet in this little town where every sign has to look very similar to one another with this kind of gold embossing. It seems like everybody has to have a gold embossed sign in Keene. And I don't think that's because they're choosing to. I think it's because they're being forced to some extent. And if you ever look at the sign ordinances, which are maddening to read, just like any laws or legalese, it seems like everything's banned. And, if you have a sign, you have to go through some ridiculous process of proposals to the city council or the planning board in Keene.
Unless you put the sign in the window. That appears to be the only exception.
Even then, I think there's a percentage.
It can't be over 20 square feet.
Okay, 20 square feet. So, yeah, I mean, there are some exceptions here and there, but for the most part, if you want to have a sign advertising anything, whether it's something for a business or it's just, a message that you want to put out there, there are ridiculous restrictions on them. And Keene is not alone. It's probably just like this in your town. A lot of these towns and cities, they take what's called boilerplate. So they'll just copy. They'll just take the signed ordinances and they'll copy it from a nearby city and put it, replace all the words, city of blank, put in your city, and then, boom, you've got all the same ordinances everywhere.
And the answer is, if they can ban any type of sign, they can ban every type of sign. That's it. If you let them say one thing about one sign, one place in the whole town, they can do whatever they want. They can let you have a sign as big or as small as they want. They can decide placement. They can decide, whether it's lit, electronic, static, whatever it is that they want to do, they'll make it as hard as possible. Because the people who are on these boards, they don't need to make money by doing your business. Only you need to make money by doing your business, so you must come and supplicate to them.
I remember when Julia was telling me, she was working with, I think it was Panera Bread at the time, so several years ago here in Keene, and they wanted to get, they had like a lobster sandwich that they wanted to advertise on the side of the road with a,
Oh, the sandwich board.
A yard sign. So, no, just a...
What was it, the one that folds?
I don't remember which kind it was, but whatever it was, they asked for permission from the city to do that, and it was some ridiculous price. I don't know if it was like $70 a day or week or whatever. It was absolutely outrageous. They would have had to have sold several sandwiches just to pay for the cost of the sign to have the city allow them to put it there. It wasn't as simple as just going to the landlord and saying, hey, I'd like to put this sign out here on this, the side of your property. No, you have to go through some arduous legalistic process. That there's another business owner, I won't say who it is, but another business owner in town has been fighting with the city for years over signed ordinances, trying to get something approved. It's crazy. 855, 450-FREE, so now they're threatening me for having a sign in my yard advertising the one of the local radio stations here in town, and I'm not taking it down, so I guess we're going to court. 855, 450-FREE, the deadline to take it down is Friday, so we'll see what they do next, because they always threaten you first, right? So I've gotten the threat, I haven't gotten the official court date at this point. More coming up, you can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. If you want to tell your story of ridiculous ordinances, feel free.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
I Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Want to welcome our new video affiliate on board with Free Talk Live, the Next News Network. NextNewsNetwork.com is taking a special feed of Free Talk Live's video feed. Now, you can still go watch Free Talk Live over at our website at cam.freetalklive.com, but Gary Franchi is the guy behind the Next News Network. And it's an ambitious project. It's a project to create a 24/7 streaming video liberty-oriented feed.
That is ambitious.
Yes. And it's something that I had thought about years ago, a few years ago, back before I started LRN.FM, which is a 24/7 streaming audio channel. And I just, back then it was just... There just wasn't enough content. There wasn't even near enough content to even fill half a day, let alone one 24-hour period. I think we're definitely doing better as far as the Liberty Movement is concerned now, three or four years later. And I think, as Gary has pointed out, the technology is better, too. You know, it's more affordable. As time goes on, video tech becomes more affordable. And although I imagine his operation is still prohibitively expensive for the average person to get involved in. So they're looking for some content. I approached him, and on Ernie Hancock's recommendation from Declare Your Independence, And he's going to be picking up some Free Talk Live on his network. So
sweet.
I think to start out, we're going to be on Thursday and Friday nights. He's picking us up tonight in a special circumstance, and maybe we'll see that expand at some point as time goes on. But welcome aboard to anybody checking us out over at nextnewsnetwork.com. So 855-453, that's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. It allows you to literally take control of the airwaves here. And Mark, tell me about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in that area, because, well, anybody who's been in business knows that accounts receivable is always a terrible task. SACL CAI can handle it. They can handle it in a way that respects both you and your customer. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, it's SACL CAI.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Dallas, listening in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dallas.
Evening, fellas.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, just out of curiosity, and I want to ask you if you've actually read the specific code ordinance that the municipality says that you fall under. Do you know what it says and why they would be saying that you can't do with what you want to do with your privately owned property?
Well, I have looked at the sign ordinance. I can't tell you I've read the entire thing. It's pretty lengthy and outrageous. But what I did do is I looked at some of the different types of signs that they allow and looked at how they define those signs and all of that. And basically, they restrict almost everything. There are a few things that are unrestricted. Like, if you're a business and you want to put up a sign to show people where the bathrooms are, you can do that. So that would be an informational sign, for instance, under their restrictions. So, I have looked through it, and basically anybody trying to promote anything at all is restricted from having any kind of signage unless you go through some arduous legal process that would, allow the city to, or where you would beg the city people to give you permission. But I don't believe I should have to beg permission to exercise my rights, and so therefore I won't, and I will just exercise my rights and take what comes. So we'll see.
And of course, the main goal here for the municipality is to relieve you of some Federal Reserve notes. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's right.
Just want to read you something real quick. Supreme Court case has ruled municipalities cannot exert any acts of ownership and control over property that is not owned by them.
Well, the evidence is they own the property.
they allege they do, or they presume that they do, because maybe you haven't rebutted that assumption. But just a thought. I mean, there's several court cases out there.
What's the the reference for that case?
Palazzolo versus Rhode Island, 553 U.S. 606, 150 L.
Yeah, I can't even write all that down, but I appreciate it. See, the thing is, I'm not going to come at this from Supreme Court. I'm not going to appeal to the federal government to try to save my rights. I either have the rights and I'll stand on them and survive through it, or I will have my property stolen from me. And there is something in New Hampshire called Article 10 in the Constitution here, which is the so-called right to revolution. It's something that's never, as I understand it, been challenged in the Supreme Court, that's never been taken to the Supreme Court. So from my perspective, putting a sign up in my yard, if they're going to tell me it's not allowed, well, then it is a revolutionary act at that point. And if I'm going to rest on any constitutional argument, it's going to be on the right to revolution, that this is one of my revolutionary acts.
I've got a question for you, Dallas.
Go ahead, shoot.
You said that the cities and the towns claim to have ownership of the land unless you rebut that. Well, what do you mean by rebutting their claim?
Okay, well, when municipalities and counties and states, when they make statute law, it's very specifically defined as to the terms that they use, okay? So what one needs to understand is when they refer to the term real property, or tangible personal property, or even person for that matter, you need to understand that the definitions that the states and the municipalities and the counties use are specifically constructed to mean something other than the common use of language.
Sure, that's what legalese is all about. They're words that look like English, but they aren't necessarily defined
really
in the same
are.
Way.
You and I presume that they mean something that they say that that's not what it means. So when you go in there and you say, I'm this, I'm that, it has no foundation in law. And that's where they step, you know, step in and say, okay, well, you know, we believe that you are this person, but in their code, blah, 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 person is defined as a corporation, LLC, trust company, blah, and it does not include the living man or the living woman. And
I have seen definitions that do include that.
Yeah, well, the real person, which is an actual living, breathing entity.
This is one of the common legal theories that are out there, that person doesn't include the human being. But the person definitions I've looked at in legal land have included that. They also include corporation and other things that don't breathe. But
you must find the end of controlling code. Okay, you must find the city government code, and that will be the ruling definition of what they define you as being. Okay, now, unless specifically stated, that controlling definition will rule over all of the other codes, except, for instance, like in a penal code or a trust code or a probate code. Those will actually redefine the term person. So you really, that's why I asked about the code, that if you read it, they may not be talking about you or your property, but you assume that they do. So,
and they assume that they do, and they will throw you in a cage or steal your house.
I don't think Fred Parcells is a legal expert. I don't think that he knows these things. I don't think the average cop knows these things either. Do you?
Okay. But it is a – if they do not, they are in breach of fiduciary duty. Just because they don't know the law, they are acting in the law, okay? So it doesn't matter whether they know it or not. They are trying to enforce it upon you and take away a constitutional right. Okay, so if they're purporting that it's their right to do this, they have the burden of proof. Okay, and I know you've got history with them, so you know they're going to attack you personally. They're going to attack you financially. But I mean, a lot of people say code pleading doesn't work. Well, if they're going to work within those parameters, a person that defends themselves needs to learn to work within those parameters.
So you talk like you got some experience at this, Dallas. Can you give us an example of how this has helped you?
Well, for about 2 years now, I've been studying jurisdictionary, and my big deal is property tax. We've spoken before on property tax issue. I've done some research on what Jay Noon had done and things like that. Well, I have recently sent out to my local county tax assessor a what's called a brief of memorandum in law, affidavit of truth, specific negative averment.
Stand by, Dallas. I want to hear more about what you're doing with the property tax situation here in moments. So can you hang on?
Yeah, sure.
More with Dallas here in a bit. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Can one get out of property tax by sending the right notice to the city? Didn't work for Jay Noon. So what is it that Dallas is going to do differently? It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453 is the toll-free number. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. And again, that number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-453. Plus, we're on Skype as lrn.fm. You can contact us there. Send your contact request. We will accept you to our contacts list. And then at that point, you'll be able to call us on Skype.
It's easier to call that way, right?
Is it easier to call that way?
It's the only way to call?
It's the only way you can call us on Skype is okay. To send a contact request first. But it's there for you. LRN.FM is the Skype username. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Daryl. And Mark.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. You have just released a book, The Diary of Henry Myers.
Yes, that came out.
A novelette.
A novelette, novella. I'm still not really sure what exactly to call it. I like the term novelette.
Shorter than a book, longer than a pamphlet.
More books.
Yeah.
Sorry, I talked over there, Mark. Go ahead.
I said you should call it whatever sells more books.
Yes.
And it is written in the first-person diary format.
Yes, and that's something that is very unusual for works of fiction. You almost never see that. And it's a dystopian book set in a future alternative sort of history at the collapse of the tyrannical empire known as Namsoko, which I sort of pulled a page out of the Orwell book and take a bunch of other words, smash them together to make a new word. So
got it.
Namsoko is short for the North American Socialist Country,
indeed,
which is basically all of North America. And the diary is set at the collapse of that empire, and there's flashbacks to before the collapse, so you can see how tyrannical it actually was. But something that I think is really interesting, in all of the dystopian novels or novellas that you've ever read, you never actually see the collapse of the empire. So this actually shows the collapse, and then sort of the taste of what happens afterwards.
It's usually only after the facts. You're actually doing it in the midst of it all. Yeah. So fpp.cc is where you can go to check that out. And you don't just publish your own books, because you were the writer of that book.
Yes.
But you're also working on, right now, a new book by Dobby Barker, The
yes.
Muslim Agorist, which you gave me a proof copy of to sample. I've taken it up into the LRN.FM bathroom, which is the only time I get to, to actually read. And I'm about 3 pages in, and I'm liking it so far.
Yeah, it's a really good book. It's Voluntary Islam and Other Essays by Dobby Barker. And we're going to do a special promotion the first day of the release, which is currently scheduled to be February 19th.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 24 hours, the Kindle version will be absolutely free.
Awesome.
And anyone coming to Liberty Forum will be able to purchase a physical copy there.
And he'll be there to sign autographs?
Yes.
Fantastic. We'll talk more about that as the time grows near. Once again, that's Daryl over at fpp.cc. Let's go back to Dallas. He's in Texas. And Dallas, you're talking about some of these legal theories that we've heard about over the years on Free Talk Live. I, myself, have attempted some of these theories in court and in various different filings with the government. It's been my observation that they don't do anything. But then again, usually when I talk about them, someone who claims to be a guru will say, well, you just did it wrong. You needed to do it this way. So I'm interested to hear what your plan is, because you say you just filed something with the local government where you live in Texas. In an attempt to, I guess, stop paying property tax? Tell me more.
Well, first of all, I'd like to clarify that I'm by no means a guru, but I'm just a dude who does not agree with forced taxation. Okay,
Great. And we agree with you.
No, I didn't say you were a guru. You're someone who's trying. You're trying this out, and you know, kudos to you for that.
I just want your listeners to know that I'm not purporting to be of any legal, you know, thing, but the deal is you know, there's well established cases in law, okay, that allow the people, okay, not the person, not the citizens, the true sovereignty lies in the people, because without the people, government doesn't exist. Okay, we created the government. Now,
I didn't create the government.
Well, okay, and in history, okay, the people created the government, okay, and whether or not we
some people did,
correct, before us, most likely, well, okay. Apparently, most people, what happens is they're already in a bind, okay, they're a couple of years behind on their property taxes, they're being attacked, they panic and they throw out a bunch of stuff. My personal journey has been that, until I can figure out a way to really stick it to them, as far as show me the facts that allow you to tax my privately owned land and private home, which is allegedly guaranteed by the Constitution as a right, okay? I maintain that my property taxes are paid up to date, okay? I'm not behind. I don't have them filing lawsuits or anything against me. But what I do is I build a case, I'm trying to build a case against them to show the irregularities or the fraud in what they're saying. For instance, here in Texas, there are only two types of property that the counties and cities can tax, and that's tangible personal property and real property. By definition, okay, those two properties, those two terms are commercial in nature. So what I'm saying is they assume that property is being used for the generation of, quote, income, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't rebut that, if you don't say, well, how did you come to that conclusion, and you continue to pay the property tax, well, then they're just going to continue to take it from you. You understand what I'm saying? They're not going to yep. tell you, hey, we don't have the right to do that, but we're going to tell you that we do, okay?
That all makes sense, right? Like I've you know, understood this previously in the research that I've done, the suggestion being that there's this system that they've created and you're in the system until you decide that you're no longer a part of it, and
but
then
why
you can
would
challenge
they,
those
if they create the system, Dallas, why would they exempt people who just have regular property? I mean, clearly they want the money from the people who have regular property they live on that's non-commercial. Why would they write the rules that say that they could only tax people that have commercial property?
Well, because when they write the rules in these statutes, Mark, the one reason it cannot by law be vague, it has to be very, very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And the Constitution of the United States, as well as the Constitution of every state, guarantees every living man, woman, and child certain unalienable rights. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people would say, "Well, I'm not a party to that, so I don't know." Well, that's all fine and good, but my view on it is if this is the system that I have to work within, or they're forcing me to work within, then I have to understand the language that they speak. Okay, I have to know my enemy.
Sure, sure. But that doesn't really, it doesn't address exactly, I mean, why it is that they aren't taxing, why it is that they can't tax personal property. And
well, it's not that they can't, Mark. It's that they don't, because it's a constitutional right.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, it's a constitutional right. Do the people that work at the tax assessor's office know that this? I mean, somebody somewhere knows that this is the truth, that they can't tax personal property. And
I would say that it's above their pay grade. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
because what usually happens is these elected officials are thrown into an office and they've got 15 people that have been doing it for 20-plus years and go, "Oh, this is how we do it, blah, 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 blah,
yep.
blah, blah, blah." And nobody stands up and says, "Wait a minute. You're telling me that my property is in commercial use. I'm telling you that it's a private home, okay? And by the state constitution, I'm allowed to have that, not be taxed." So I would say that ignorance is the law. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, and impossibility of the law is not required. So if there's no specific statute or ordinance that allows them to tax a particular piece of land or property or anything else, by law, it cannot be taxed, and it must be written in such a way that there's no question about what they are doing to tax that piece of land or another property.
So here's my question. You're talking about a judge, a jury, you're talking about the planning board, you're talking about the zoning people, whatever, whoever's going to, enforce this stuff. So everybody at the tax assessor's office pays their property taxes, including the tax assessor themselves. Otherwise, the word would have gotten out at some point, right? Like somebody would have said, the tax assessor would have said, "Hey, you don't have to pay this." And at some point or another, somebody would have heard, and somebody would have heard, and somebody would have heard, and the word would have gotten out, and that's not really happening. But so the whole jury, they pay property taxes. The judge, he pays property taxes, or she. Who exactly are you going to get on your side to rule for you in this circumstance? I mean, nobody knows that this isn't true.
Well, I don't necessarily believe that I really need anyone on my side, but I'm going to start local. I'm going to start locally, and then I'm going to work my way up the food chain to the district federal court. Because the district federal court handles civil rights violations. And if I can show a history of judges or juries or assessors or collectors that are being abusive of their powers, then I think I've got a pretty strong case.
I hope it works out. Please keep us in the loop, Dallas, and thank you for the call. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. Brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.